Harper Audio presents a full cast production of American Gods, the 10th Anniversary Edition by Neil Gaiman.
One question that has always intrigued me is what happens to demonic beings when immigrants move from their homelands. Irish Americans remember the fairies, Norwegian Americans the Nisir, Greek Americans the Vrikolakis, but only in relation to events remembered in the old country. When I was once asked why such demons are not seen in America, my informants giggled confusedly and said, "They're scared to pass the ocean, it's too far," pointing out that Christ and the apostles never came to America. Richard Dorson, A Theory for American Folklore, American Folklore and the Historian, University of Chicago Press, 1971. Part 1. Shadows. Chapter 1. "The boundaries of our country, sir? Why, sir, on to the north we are bounded by the aurora borealis, on the east we are bounded by the rising sun, on the south we are bounded by the precession of the equinoxes, and on the west by the day of judgment." The American Joe Miller's Jest Book. Shadow had done 3 years in prison. He was big enough and looked don't-fuck-with-me enough that his biggest problem was killing time. So he kept himself in shape and taught himself coin tricks and thought a lot about how much he loved his wife. The best thing, in Shadow's opinion, perhaps the only good thing about being in prison was a feeling of relief, the feeling that he'd plunged as low as he could plunge and he'd hit bottom. He didn't worry that the man was going to get him because the man had got him. He did not awake in prison with a feeling of dread. He was no longer scared of what tomorrow might bring because yesterday had brought it. It did not matter, Shadow decided, if you had done what you had been convicted of or not. In his experience, everyone he met in prison was aggrieved about something. There was always something the authorities had got wrong, something they said you did when you didn't, or you didn't do quite like they said you did. What was important was that they had got you. He had noticed it in the first few days, when everything, from the slang to the bad food, was new. Despite the misery and the utter skin-crawling horror of incarceration, he was breathing relief. Shadow tried not to talk too much. Somewhere around the middle of year two, he mentioned his theory to Lowkey Lysmith, his cellmate. Lowkey, who was a grifter from Minnesota, smiled his scarred smile.
"Yeah, that's true. It's even better when you've been sentenced to death. That's when you remember the jokes about the guys who kicked their boots off as the noose flipped around their necks, because their friends always told them they'd die with their boots on."
"Is that a joke?"
asked Shadow.
"Damn right. Gallows humor. Best kind there is. Bang, the worst has happened. You get a few days for it to sink in, then you're riding the cart on your way to do the dance on nothing."
"When did they last hang a man in this state?"
"How the hell should I know?"
Lysmith kept his orange blonde hair pretty much shaved. You could see the lines of his skull.
"Tell you what, though, this country started going to hell when they stopped hanging folks. No gallows dirt, no gallows deals."
Shadow shrugged. He could see nothing romantic in a death sentence. If you didn't have a death sentence, he decided, then prison was, at best, only a temporary reprieve from life, for two reasons. First, life creeps back into prison. There are always places to go further down, even when you've been taken off the board. Life goes on, even if it's life under a microscope or life in a cage. And second, if you just hang in there, someday they're going to have to let you out. In the beginning, it was too far away for Shadow to focus on. Then it became a distant beam of hope, and he learned how to tell himself,
"This too shall pass,"
when the prison shit went down, as prison shit always did. One day, the magic door would open, and he'd walk through it. So he marked off the days on his Songbirds of North America calendar, which was the only calendar they sold in the prison commissary, and the sun went down and he didn't see it, and the sun came up and he didn't see it. He practiced coin tricks from a book he found in the wasteland of the prison library, and he worked out, and he made lists in his head of what he'd do when he got out of prison.